possessions are interesting things. On the one hand, some of them at least are necessary. On the other, they can end up ruining your life. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome to today's episode, Afresh. We all love to have stuff. Years ago, I bought a car that cost me an absolute bomb. I mean, it was stunning with a rich burgundy luster on the outside and the softest tan-coloured leather you've ever touched on the inside. I still remember sitting in the driver's seat when I took delivery of it all those years ago, just drinking it all in. The smell of the leather was intoxicating. A few years later, I was overseas on a work trip and I'd left the car at the airport car park. While I was away, a huge hailstorm hit. You should have seen it. That smooth burgundy exterior was absolutely covered in hail damage. And even after they repaired it, the back door leaked whenever it rained. That car's long gone, probably crushed in a wrecking yard. Remember, it cost me a small fortune. Nice things are, well, nice, but they don't last. And the more we invest financially and emotionally in our possessions, the more our possessions end up possessing us. Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. Don't save treasures for yourselves here on earth. Moths and rust will destroy them, and thieves can break into your house and steal them. Instead, save your treasures in heaven, where they cannot be destroyed by moths or rust, and where thieves cannot break in and steal them, or hailstorms destroy them for that matter. Eventually, I figured it out. It doesn't matter how much you spend on them, possessions will never, ever satisfy you, ever. But when we invest in heaven instead, when we invest in our relationship with Jesus instead, nothing can ever take that away, ever. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Letting go of those trinkets and baubles of this world, well, it's not easy. And yet God is so gracious in the way he leads us forward and sets us free. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com. And right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television program for some more in-depth teaching straight out of God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.